God bless you. Good day, and thank you for tuning in to our podcast on Anchor. Thank you for always being our regular listener and a regular contributor and a partner to our Anchor podcast. Thank you for always sharing it. By the glory of God and His power and mercy, the Lord has taken this voice you're listening to and the podcast to 42 nations in the world. We're believing that you will continue sharing it until the whole world gets to hear the 5-minute wisdom podcast of the Word of God and personal development and personal discovery. We love you and we are always praying for you. It's been a while we have not met. And it's been a while you listen to us. We have been trying to put systems in place to bring the best and nothing but the best to you. God bless you. I am your regular voice, Walter Sandaka. And today we would like to begin a series to run with you called the Seed Power Series. The Seed Power Series. The power of a seed. I like you to understand that everything in destiny is a seed. It was my spiritual father, Apostle Dr. Allen Numfo, that said, life is a seed. Whatever you do in destiny is a seed. Whatever you do in the morning is a seed for the afternoon harvest. And whatever you do in the afternoon is a seed for the evening harvest. Whatever you did yesterday was a seed for today's harvest. And whatever you do today is a seed for tomorrow's harvest. I would love you to understand that today is the yesterday, is the tomorrow you talked of yesterday. Today is the tomorrow you talked of yesterday. That is to make you understand that you're living in one day of your life, and that day is the day of harvest called today. Now, Bible speaking in Genesis chapter number 8, verse 22. It says, why the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. I'd like you to note something there. Bible says, seed time and harvest. It didn't say harvest time. Because harvest never ceases, but seeding ceases. The time to plant is a season, but the time to harvest is a lifetime. Your life is a seed. When you speak kind words to people, you are sowing seeds into their lives. In this part one, I want to address personally what I call relational seeds. We'll talk about seed power. I want to talk about relational seeds. Your relationships are seeds. There's some who suffer in relationships today because the ones they had previously, they didn't manage well. I know of women and of men that are married and they regret never getting married to a friend they had in the past, and they had to let go the friend for a stranger who came and presented himself or herself better than the one they had known before. And they made a permanent decision on temporary observations, and now they have permanent regrets. Friend, ladies and gentlemen, listening to me this day, I'd like you to note that your life is a seed. If you get angry at people and you speak words, know that those words are seeds. Your thoughts are seeds for your manifestations and your actions. Your intentions are seeds, for they will birth reactions. And I'd like you to understand also that every seed has the potential of a tree, and every tree has the potential of a fruit, not just a fruit, of fruits on all its branches at different ramifications. And I'd like you to understand that no matter the state of the soil, the harvest is always greater than the seed planted. I want you to make up a conscious decision today that you will sow kind words as seeds to people. You will invest yourself to build positive relationships as seeds. Not because you want some reward from the persons you probably sold to, but because God will cause life to bring rewards to you with others you relate with in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, I love you to build up a system in you that sows positivism in people when you meet them. A system in you that sows the nature of Christ in people when you meet them. No matter what they have done in the past, it is past. Let it go. Take up a new conviction in you. Build up a new nature in you. Your life is your responsibility. You are the prophet of your destiny. And the seed you sow today will determine the wings on which you will arrive the place of destiny. God bless you and thank you for listening. Let me pray with you that the Lord will give you the ability to sow good seeds in the lives of people. People who meet you, they will never remain the same. They shall be positively affected to fulfill their purposes and destiny in the name of Jesus. May you become a medicine that will heal the wounds of others in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our 5-minute podcast. I believe that it has blessed you, and I know you will get to us through the flyers and give us a call, a contact for your worries and prayer points, and possibly if you want to be a partner to promote the podcast system. God bless you.